first quarter earnings results from Shopify, and the numbers were kind of good, but Wall Street kind of hated them. I'm Corey Johnson, Chief Market Strategist for Futurum Group and Shopify, that giant online, formerly just small businesses, now all kinds of businesses using Shopify, a darling of the pandemic stock boom. There was one, believe it or not. But this is the business story behind one stock and a move, that stock being Spotify. Wall Street just likes a beat or a miss, and this is a beat. They beat in earnings, they beat in revenues, but the stock is getting pummeled. So let's go over the numbers, the actual numbers. This business did gross merchandise volume up 23% to $60.9 billion. Revenues up 23% to $1.9 billion, up 29% over the previous year. Operating profits, okay for this business, but expenses are a little troublesome. And I think that that was what the concern was about here. But let's look a little bit deeper beyond the headline numbers. If you look over a long-term basis for this company, you see monthly recurring revenues are fantastic, $151 million. They can count on that growing at a 30% CAGR over a five-year basis, but that growth slowing down a little bit. And their gross merchandise volume and their revenue growth also doing quite well. But the concern was about expenses. So they had brought down operating expenses all the way down to 31% of revenues. That jumped to 41%. And while that's better than last year, it's moving in a direction that's less promising for those hoping for profits. And so when the stock started to trade after those numbers were out, it just fell massively, down 19%. The worry there is that they're going to spend all the money that they take in revenues, not leave any profits for investors. And the stock, now for the year is down 4%. Now, they also warned that in the conference call that the marketing expenses were higher and they're going to get even higher going forward. And they say they got to do this for the long term, and that's what they're in it for. The market doesn't like that right now. But here's what the CFO, a former Morgan Stanley banker named Jeff Hoffmeister, who joined the company in the fall, here's what he had to say about those marketing expenses.
This marketing spend for us is an investment in our future and continuing to do all the things which, again, we think will continue to strengthen this business for the long term.
Short and sweet. He's thinking long term. That's what they say. We're going to take a look at one number that tells us a whole lot about Shopify right after this.
The Drill Down is brought to you by Futurum Group, where analysts, researchers, advisors, content creators, and marketing experts help business leaders anticipate and understand shifts in their industries and build strategies to leverage disruptive innovation. With deep analysis, Futurum Group's extensive industry experience delivers reliable research and data, thought leadership, and actionable advice to help you with your strategy and go-to-market efforts. Futurum Group.
Shopify just reported earnings, and here's what they tell us. Revenues were up a lot, 23% on a year-over-year basis to $1.9 billion. If you take out the logistics business, which they got rid of last year, there's actually 29% growth on a year-over-year basis for the businesses they still have, which you would think is really good. But the problem is, marketing expenses are going up, and they say they're going to get worse. And here's one number, the Drill Down earnings bite, one number that tells us a whole lot. 19% of revenues were spent on sales and marketing. And again, they say that number is going to go up, which isn't good. All right, thanks for listening to Drill Down Earnings. Check me out on X at Corey TV. Futurum Group's YouTube page has all kinds of great stuff. Drill Down Earnings, part of 6-5 Media.